when people talk about, you know, we'll call it success stories, they tend to focus a lot on, you know, people who made it super duper big, who was like, yeah, that's the most classic, you know, like success story. But sometimes it's worth shining a spotlight on the moderately successful stories as well. Because sometimes success stories are so successful and so large that you feel maybe they're a bit out of your grasp. Maybe they're a bit unattainable. Now, in this lichot we said this morning, there's a piyut. Now, like most piyutim, people don't read, don't understand, don't comprehend. So, if you still have your slichot in front of you, you can open up to slicha mem chet. It's a strange piyut in my opinion, because it brings six cases of tshuva that are not the most famous cases. I mean, some of them are a little bit more famous than others, but as we'll see in a second, they're not always the most mainstream. Because like when I say classic tshuva, who are we talking about? Biggest Baal tshuva. From Tanakh. David, you know, like, did Batsheva, did Tshuva, you know, this whole thing. He's omitted. Okay? We're going to see here a couple of things. Some of them you'll know, some of them you'll be like, yeah, obviously, and some of them you'll be like, I actually didn't know he was a Baal Tshuva. So I'm going to start. Azmi keri mikdamta tshuva b'terim mitachta eretz v'yisodei reguva. Go next thing. Right, the first of afarot tevel, right, the clumps of ground. Who was the first from the clumps of ground? Adam Rishon. V'nisitob mitzvah kala, you gave him one easy mitzvah. V'otah lo natzar, he didn't keep it. Zamta v'anafta alav shnotav lekatzer, right, you punished him by shortening his life. Of course, he did live 930 years, so that's a shortened version of his life. Imagine what he had. Chazar b'tshuva u'kishon hunzar. Okay, so first of all, the piyut says that Adam HaRishon did tshuva. Okay, doesn't really say that. Just says he gets kicked out of Gan Eden, and he seems to accept that. I never mentioned that he did tshuva. But this is based off a medrash that's going to connect to the next bite. Ta'agiz od me achiv b'shofcho, right? His descendants made a mistake of spilling his brother's blood. Kain, right? Kain killing Hevel, so it's Kain. Yiserto b'nav enad lechiko v'cho, you made him wander, right? Ka'et shav elecha v'azav ruaderko. L'shivatayim erachto komotzo b'liyako. So the second Baal Tshuva after Adam HaRishon, the second Baal Tshuva was Kain. You ever see him doing tshuva? Depends how you read the psukim, right? He says, he goes and complains to Hashem that kasha avoni min tso. The question is that a question? Is that a statement? Right? And Hashem goes and says, ki v'shiva taim yukam kain. So now, is that a full tshuva? You know, like, he's still punished b'nad kovachol. It's just that whoever kills him, you come kind. Now, again, the Medrash says that after Cain murdered Hevel, and Adam sees him and says, "What did God punish you?" He says, "Well, he was going to do this, and I complained, and you know, I did tshuva, whatever, and he changed it to that." So Adam was like, "Really? You can do tshuva? I didn't know that." So according to the Medrash, that's when Adam HaRishon did tshuva. Which means the first one to invent tshuva was Cain. And Adam HaRishon learned from Cain's tshuva to do tshuva himself. So those are two things that you don't usually think of them in the list of Baalei tshuva, Adam and Cain. Numbers 3 and 4 in the next bite. Mechalel Yitzuei Yoldo Asher Pachas Kamayim. Who is Mechalel Yitzuei Aviv? Who has the bracha pachas kamayim el totar? Reuven, okay? Reuven, that whatever it was he did, with Bilhah, or didn't do with Bilhah, depending how you interpret those psukim, it clearly was a sin. And they wouldn't have written it in as the horrible sin that it was, unless at least it was on a level of some sort of sin. It says, Natu raglav kimat leshafach lev kamayim. He would have been kicked out of Am Yisrael had he not shafach lev kamayim, poured out his soul, like water. Sarach gur aryeh b'kdeshahi ba'inayim. Who's the gur aryeh? And what sin did he do? B'kdeshahi ba'inayim ala derech? That's Tamar. Avonohu da, v'chato latzedek kaf muznayim. Again, Yehuda confesses his sin. And, right, with Tzadkami Meini, when they're about to burn her, and he gets forgiven. So we have Adam, Cain, Reuven, and Yehuda. Got two more. The next one's a big surprise, because no one, I think, in this room would ever put this man in their Bali Tshuva list. Paratz Gderot Olam Ben Omri Beresha. Who was Ben Omri? Who was Omri, king of Israel? And who was his son?
Menashe?
No, Menashe was Chizkiyahu HaMelech's son.
So?
No. Okay. It's one of the things he did. Tzalmei Asherim Chashak. He liked Asherah trees. Vosif El Chatato Pesha. Added on sin to his thing. We're talking about the son of Omri. Achav. Thank you. Achav, son of Omri. Achav goes down in history as one of the most Russia kings of Israel. Okay? He is the one who instituted Avodah Zarah throughout Israel. He built temples for Avodah Zarah, employed 450 Nevi'im of the Baal. Okay? He tried to kill all of Nevi'ei Hashem. Okay? That's Achav. He's in our Bali Tshuva list. Why? Karata Gzar Dino B'Shuvo Melifsha. Rucham kemodeh ve'ozev uvechan nosha. When Eliyahu and Har Carmel does the whole thing with the two cows, and everyone yells Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim, Achav yells that as well, and Eliyahu runs in front of his chariot. He does tshuva. He sins again though, with the vineyard of Navot. Okay, where he goes and has Navot murdered, so he can take his field. And Eliyahu shows up again there. And he does tshuva again. The second time, Hashem simply says, alright, I'm going to kill you. You're going to die. The death penalty I was gozer on you will happen in, and the eradication of your line will happen in your son's day, not in your day. Again, so we have another Baal tshuva. Is Achav the best Baal tshuva on the block? I don't think so. But he still makes the list. And the last one, it's really easy. Shananu l'shanam kechetz anche ir hagdola. Who are the people of the ir hagdola? Well, you know what? Who's the ir hagdola?
Ninveh,
of course. Okay? Shigyonam uzdonam rabu ademala. Their mistakes and their purposeful sins went very high up. Titcha chazon afichatam chazon retev chachalat. Tshuva asu kaogin nechisek v'adcha nitkabla. Right? They do tshuva. And it's accepted. Now, is their tshuva the greatest? The tshuva was the kind of extreme tshuva that cannot last. Okay, they do chazal or medayik from all the psukim, all these weird things they do, like they cover their animals in sackcloth and they make their animals fast, and they would tear down anything. They did a lot of very extreme things in their tshuva. The kind of thing that I don't think Nineveh became a significantly better place long after, right? But what do we see here? That tshuva isn't only the huge success stories. Tshuva is also people who aren't Jewish. It's also people who are the biggest Rishayim, and even in the end, their tshuva is only half-baked. Tshuva is also tzaddikim that fell into all sorts of sins that you'd be like, there's no way they could get out from that hole. Right? You know, there's certain sins that you're like, there's no way back from that. And the answer is, yes, there is. There is a way back from it. There's a way back. There was a way back for Adam Arishon. There's a way back from murdering your brother for Cain. There's a way back from all sorts of sexual problems from Yehuda and Reuven. There's a way back from mass corruption of a city. There's a way back from massive Avodah Zarah. There is a way back. There's no such thing as a place that we can get to that there is no way back from. And going into Aseret Yemei Tshuva, you know, a lot of times we go through the motions, but we don't really believe we can do it. You got to believe. It can't be done. Boker Tov. Dr.